Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to inner peace. Welcome back to Positive Affirmations for Calm, your daily dose of chill vibes. Today we're diving into something super important. Letting go of those pesky negative thoughts and emotions that can sometimes feel like a pack of raccoons in your attic, noisy, messy, and impossible to ignore. Ever felt like you're drowning in self-doubt? You know that feeling when every little setback feels like a major disaster? We've all been there, but guess what? Letting go isn't about pretending those thoughts don't exist. It's about learning how to acknowledge them, understand them, and then gently let them float away like dandelion seeds in the wind. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a garden. You've got beautiful flowers blooming. That's your positive energy, your joy, your self-love. But sometimes, weeds pop up. Those are your negative thoughts and emotions. And just like you wouldn't let weeds take over your entire garden, we don't want them to control our minds either. So how do we cultivate this inner peace? How do we become masters of our own mental gardens? Let me share some powerful insights. First, awareness is key. Pay attention to those negative thought patterns. What triggers them? Is it a certain situation, person, or even time of day? Once you identify your triggers, you can start to manage them better. Think of it like knowing which flowers attract butterflies. You can strategically plant more to create a beautiful, harmonious garden. Second, challenge those thoughts. Just because you think something doesn't mean it's true. Often, our negative thoughts are based on fear or assumptions, not facts. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? What would I say to a friend who was having the same thought? Sometimes, just questioning those thoughts can weaken their hold over you. It's like plucking a weed before it has a chance to take root. Prevention is always better than cure. Third, practice gratitude. Seriously, it works wonders. When you focus on the good things in your life, even the small ones, it shifts your mindset from negativity to positivity. Think about all the amazing people in your life, the delicious meal you just ate, or that perfect sunrise this morning. Every little bit counts. It's like adding fertilizer to your garden. It nourishes your positive growth and helps those weeds wither away. Fourth, engage in self-care. Taking care of yourself physically, emotionally, and mentally is essential for managing stress and negativity. Make time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading a book, taking a walk in nature, or simply having a hot bath with some relaxing music. Think of it like pruning your garden. Sometimes you need to trim back the excess to allow room for growth and beauty. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. You're human, and it's okay to have negative thoughts and emotions from time to time. Don't beat yourself up over them. Just acknowledge them, learn from them, and then let them go. It's like watering your garden with love and compassion. It helps everything thrive. Now, picture this. You're walking through a park on a sunny day. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, and you feel a sense of calm wash over you. As you walk, you notice that negative thought trying to creep in, but instead of letting it take hold, you gently acknowledge it, say, "Thank you," for its message, and then let it drift away like a fallen leaf. See? It's possible. You have the power to cultivate your own inner peace. Remember these key takeaways. Be aware of your thoughts, challenge them, practice gratitude, engage in self-care, and be kind to yourself. By incorporating these practices into your daily life, you can start to let go of those negative thoughts and emotions and create a more positive and fulfilling experience for yourself. Remember, friends, you are strong, capable, and worthy of happiness. Now go out there and radiate that inner peace. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little dose of calm in their life. We'll catch you tomorrow with another empowering affirmation.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.